following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
This is Terry Bradshaw. I've won a lot of games by 1 point, so I know the value of an extra point. My friends at Ferguson are fond of extra points, too. Ferguson's been the leader for plumbing and HVAC supply since 1953, so you always get what you need fast.
Touchdown!
And now, when pros order online with Ferguson, you'll get Pro Plus Rewards points. Use these points to get stuff like sports gear, gadgets, and more. Check out Pro Plus at Ferguson.com and tell them Terry sent you.
Hi, Todd.
Oh, hey, Samantha.
Do you want to be my boyfriend?
Oh, sure. Wow, I'd love to.
Great. Now give me your Subway steak melt.
My melt?
Yeah, I'm your girlfriend now.
I don't think this is working out.
Get your own Subway steak melt, like the tender, juicy steak and bacon melt, or the succulent, smoky chipotle steak and cheese. Get yours today. Subway. Eat fresh.
You're tuned in to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You can join the show by calling the Bruce Furniture fan line, emailing the Dent Popper inbox, by sending us a tweet or a Facebook message. The show that brings you guests that offer the best insight from the top professionals in sports.
Stu Pospisil, Omaha World Herald. Brian Rosenthal, beat writer for the Lincoln Journal Star. From ESPN, ESPN.com, Adam Rittenberg. Steve Sipple, the Lincoln Journal Star. Mike Babcock of Huskers Illustrated. Sean Callahan of HuskerOnline.com.
As well as the top athletes and coaches in sports.
Tim Miles in his initial visit to the Doug and Daddy Show. U.S. Olympian Tervell Delagnev. Doug O'Neill, winning trainer of All Have Another.
Who will be on the show today? Let's find out by heading to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good Tuesday morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along on the program today. Damon Day co-hosting again on his Tuesday. A lot of football talk today. He's just, he keeps coming back. Notre Dame keeps winning. He keeps coming back. I told you, Pittsburgh cover, that was like the easiest. If you were somewhere where you could take care of that, that seemed easy. It's always easy after the fact, but I mean, 17 points, I had to let down after a while. Notre Dame lucky field goal miss. I mean, they're down 20-6 and a missed field goal that could have won the ball game. So the Irish had a little luck going this weekend.
A little touchdown Jesus, blowing it away. Just keep it far enough out. So
I believe my exact quote was, this pig will miss it. No, it was not like that. So Notre Dame still in it. Kansas State, Oregon. I still say Kansas State this weekend looked the most impressive out of those three, but it's not just a one weekend deal. Huskers win. The more you look back at it, calls going both ways. Huskers converting fourth down on that last drive, but they win the football game, and we talked a lot about that yesterday. But if you want to join in the conversation, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. That is the phone number. And if you want to go ahead and email the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Election Day. We still have that to do, huh?
Election Day. Time to get out and vote. It's one of our most prestigious basic rights.
Yeah, so that's why we're here. If you don't go vote, then I don't have to listen to you. If you don't go vote and you have an opinion, I don't want to hear it. Go vote.
It's tough. I will say this. Voting is very, very important. Everybody needs to do it. But when you get into like these huge national elections, unfortunately, the state of Nebraska, our votes don't. I mean, I would hate to be called a communist again by saying your vote doesn't count. But unfortunately, with the great state that we live in and our conservative nature of this state, we're going Republican. And so that's great news, in my opinion. But it sometimes is harder to feel like your vote matters when all they care about is Ohio.
That's amazing when it comes down to that. It'll be interesting. That's why you go vote, though. There have been more.
Will we get an answer tonight?
Yeah, it's over.
Do you think we'll get an answer tonight?
Yeah.
I'm gonna say we don't get a president until sometime in December.
I've kind of been on this train for quite a while. By quite a while, I don't mean the last year, but since definitely the conventions, since the Democratic and Republican national conventions, I've had the same opinion. I think it's not going to be quite as close as everybody thinks it's going to be.
There you go.
And again, it could be with popular vote, but when it comes to electoral vote, I don't think it's going to be as close as everybody thinks. TV is trying to make this the ultimate reality show. I mean, let's think, for 20 years now, since you've had enough, since computers came in, so whenever you want to say that, since television started using computers and forecasting and they put all the neat little colored maps up there on there, all they're trying to do is find a way to keep this close.
Right.
And do you ever hear anyone saying, and we're going to get off political real quick here, but do you ever hear anyone saying, you're trying to find a way for Obama to win? It's always about trying to find a way for Romney to win. And yet they say it's an even race, yet everything I watch says, right, we're trying to find a way that Romney can win.
It's an even race if A, B, C, D, and E happen for Romney. It's even, but no, I just think that somewhere someone's going to sue somebody or something's going to happen, and you know, especially from what my brothers told me about the great state of Ohio, they have no clue out there as far as what's going on. So
I just don't want to hear the term hanging Chad ever again, like we had back in Florida.
I do love that picture of the guy with the magnifying glass. He's like balding, kind of got, and he looks like he's just been staring at voter cards for like 9 hours straight, and he's got the little thing. I mean, I remember that. I remember that was a...
Weird deal. And I hope we don't have a problem in New York and all in New Jersey and all the states where they are having the problems with from the hurricane relief. Hopefully you don't have some, well, we lost 52,000 ballots in precinct 47. I hope it's smooth and we move on, because that's what it's all about. But
the
today,
last thing we need is a long drawn out presidential election.
Yeah, let's, because as soon as this is over, then they replace political ads with Christmas ads. I've noticed that is the one thing that must be good about the presidential elections, because can you say that you've seen a Christmas ad? And if you have more than one or two, have you seen a television or
the only
Christmas ad
I've seen is the thanks Walmart's layaway.
Yeah, you're just not seeing it because there's no time for it. It's all political. And they know there's no need to start bringing out Christmas until this is over.
And I'm glad the Deb Fisher Kerry thing's over with. I am glad that one's over. That one was pure comedy.
If you're Damon Day, you're going to
If I stole your
Damon
land, I guess I just, oh, it's in it. Who comes up with that stuff, though?
But,
who am I to say?
Probably people that make more money and do less than we ever do. But the UNK football team, Hastings College football teams, one game left to go in the regular season. And for the Lopers, they have got something going now in the right direction. They pick up their third consecutive win. And as Coach Darryl Morris told us last week, he figured this was probably the first game all year that they played that they were favored in, and they go out and they give up the first score, but then they roll up 483 yards on the ground and then crush South Dakota Mines 59-7 for their third straight win. And Coach Morris joins us again on this Tuesday on the Doug and Daddy Show. Good morning, Coach.
Hey, good morning, guys.
You're so enthralled with looking at film and getting recruits in, you probably didn't even know it was Election Day, did you?
I already voted.
That a boy, see?
And I asked the guy next to me what the answer to number 6 was. So
that's a good one. That's a good one. How was Rapid City?
Rapid City's a nice town. It treated us pretty well, and the game went our way, and so it worked out really well. Took the kids up to Mount Rushmore, and it's kind of cool. I've been on trips where I've seen kids see the ocean for the first time, and I've seen kids, see a lot of different things for the first time, be on an airplane for the first time, and this was actually very interesting as well. A lot of the guys, I think, it meant more to them than even I thought it might, and some of them even thanked me for taking them up there, so it was kind of fun.
Do you have trips like that, Damon?
No, we've never been to Mount Rushmore. We usually go, but I agree with Coach Morris. Anytime you get to take the guys on their first times, oceans, planes, In-N-Out Burger in California, it's a great thing as a coach. Coach, what is the South Dakota School of Mines? What is their conference situation? Are they trying to get in the RMAC?
They tried. They applied to get in the RMAC and got left out. Black Hills got in. They didn't get in. They're in a tough situation right now. Their athletic director, I think, is working like crazy to try to find them a home. We know from experience, past experience, that being an independent in Division II is not good. And they're struggling right now to find themselves a home. There's not a lot of options for them. The Northern Sun is completely full. The RMAC is full. Unless there's some movement that would make it smart for them or somebody to let them in a league, they're in trouble right now trying to find a league.
Well, Daryl Morse, head football coach at UNK, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. You have not had trouble running the ball, and your defense really smacked them around. I mean, the one stat that stands out from Saturday, 483 yards for UNK on the ground, 62 attempts, and South Dakota, 24 carries, 18 yards.
Yeah, you know, we again, as we did it against Central Missouri, I thought we played very well up front on both sides of the football. We did manage the line of scrimmage, and that's always a key to being successful in the sport of football. So I, you know, take your hat off to those kids that are playing up front. And then, of course, Ricky Trinidad's doing a nice job. Matt Berry ran pretty well with the football as well the other day. So again, he just continues to grow as our quarterback, and especially in the running game, the option game.
Take a look at one thing that you probably want to clean up, but there's only one game left. Did have a few flags in the ball game.
Well, yeah, you know, ran into a crew there that had some interpretations that obviously we'd never heard of before, we've been a relatively lightly penalized football team, so I'm not going to necessarily worry about that.
Yeah, I was curious about that because I thought, was it actually penalties or was it one of those things? And it sounds like maybe one of those things.
Well, they called us twice and forced us to take timeouts, which was a mandatory timeout because our quarterback had not put his mouthpiece in his mouth when the referee thought the snap count was pending. So he was making judgments as to when Matt Berry was done. We run a no-huddle offense, which requires a fair amount of conversation by the quarterback to the rest of them to get things lined up, formation, snap count, play, audible. And twice he flagged us and then forced us to take a mandatory timeout because our quarterback didn't have his mouthpiece in when he felt like he was getting ready to snap the ball. So hadn't heard that one in 33 years. It's a high school rule, maybe in South Dakota, but it's not a college football rule.
Coach, I am stunned at that one. I guess when you do get into those types of situations, are you allowed to bring out the rule book at halftime?
No, you're not. But you know, I got a flag because I told him that I'd been coaching for 33 years and been the head coach at UNK for 12 years and had never heard of that rule, and that got me my first flag of the day. So I thought, we're going this way with it. So, you know, you just tell your quarterback, all right, walk around with your mouthpiece in your mouth the rest of the day and don't take it out even at halftime.
We're talking with Daryl Morris, head football coach at UNK. You're getting some kids back. Tommy Flanagan was able to score a couple of times. You've got Rush doing some things. Drudick's doing some different things besides playing quarterback for you. How are you now as you head towards that final game?
You know, not too bad. The two that we really got back last week that helped us a fair amount was Jack Douglas at outside linebacker and Jack Wardeen inside on the defensive line. Both those guys got to play for the first time. Jack Wardeen got injured in the Northwest Missouri game early and had not played since, and Jack Douglas has probably been hurt since Southwest Baptist or somebody. So both those guys getting thrown into the rotation on defense has helped us quite a bit. So going into the game against Fort Hays, other than just having the normal bumps and bruises and sore ankles and things like that, we're pretty healthy right now.
You've got Fort Hays State. Before we kind of get some thoughts on what they do, we've talked about it playing for the seniors, and the kids have done a good job winning three in a row. But obviously this is a different feeling, because the last few years either you're getting ready for the playoffs or the last game meant getting into the playoffs. So what's it like around practice this week?
Well, we'll practice today, and we'll just have to wait and see what the answer to that question is. But you know, I think it will be a little bit different. I mean, it's going to be different because you're right, we've always had something to really play for that last two games of the season here in recent history, because they really did mean, you know, either getting into the conference championship game or winning the conference championship or getting into the playoffs. And this year we're going to play our game and then sack our bats and move on to, recruiting and winter conditioning. So it's always a melancholy type week. You know, you got 14 kids on your team that have been around for anywhere from 2 to 5 years. And, you know, if you kind of watched them grow up right in front of you a little bit, now they're going to be done. So, we're just going to – I told the guys the other day in our Sunday meeting, hey, we need to have some fun this week. We need to enjoy each other's company. We need to relish the opportunity to have these guys with us one more week and then play good football on Saturday and see what happens.
Coach, our neighbors to the south, obviously huge rivalry game. What does Fort Hays State bring to the table?
Well, you know, they're a football team that is very, very similar to us in the respect that, you know, they've won four games, so they're going to try to win their fifth. We're trying to win our fourth. We're both right now in the bottom tier of the MIAA, and, you know, they've got a new staff, and so they're trying to build that program. We're trying to get this thing to a point where it's going to be competitive year in and year out. If you look at scores, if you look at who they've played, who they beat, who they lost to, very, very similar. So I would say this game is 50-50 toss-up one way or the other. It's going to come down to who doesn't turn the ball over and who does something good in the kicking game, but very similar to us.
Anything special personnel-wise that the Tigers have?
They've got a strong-arm quarterback who can throw the ball around. I think they threw it 65 times against Central Missouri. We thought they were maybe going to be a running football team when we first saw that staff get put together, but they're throwing it around. The kid's got a strong arm, so he has a tendency to look downfield and try to throw the ball downfield because he does have a strong arm. But they've got some kids that he can hand it to that can run the football, and they got a quick game in the passing game, but he does like to look down the field. So we're going to have to defend the pass against their offense. And defensively, they got kids that can run. They got some guys up front that look pretty good in their uniforms. So, you know, in our situation right now, we got to be able to run the football as we've been doing the last 3 weeks.
Darryl Morris, head football coach at UNK. One last question, kind of off your topic, but what has happened to Pittsburgh State?
You know, that's a good question. I've asked that myself, and I don't know if they just because they were the defending national champions and had hoped to maybe do that again and then got beat by Northwest Missouri, if they just couldn't get over that particular loss. And then I think they may have turned around and let Northwest Missouri beat them the next week as well, when Missouri Western went down there or whoever beat them the second week. So it's just kind of gotten them on a little bit of a snowball thing going, and they just don't seem to be able to get it off the mountain.
So I don't forget to ask it next week. Shadron State moves into the top 25. We kind of had the tongue-in-cheek discussion a week or two ago about RMAC and MIAA. Are you still recruiting against Shadron?
You get out in the western part of the state, sure. There's some kids out in the western part of the state and out in Wyoming a little bit and out in the outer skirts of the Front Range of Colorado that they recruit. And so, yeah, you run into them, and we'll have to continue to recruit. But, there's just, having been in the Rocky Mountain Athletic Conference and having been in the MIAA for a year, there's just no comparison.
All right, Coach, we'll wrap up the season next Tuesday. Let's finish on that four-game winning streak.
All right, that's the plan.
Take care, Coach. Darryl Morris, head football coach, University of Nebraska at Kearney. Kickoff is at 12:30, folks, so go out and support your Lopers, and we're going to give you a chance to do that. Is that what we're going to do, Jeffrey? Let's give them a chance to do that, because I've got a family pack of Loper tickets. I'm going to give you a family four-pack of Loper tickets. Get you in for free to UNK and Fort Hays. The old rivalry is renewed. Family four-pack, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776, 888-455-3776. UNK was a winner on Saturday over South Dakota Mines, 59-1. How many points did South Dakota Mines score? If you know the answer, we're going to give you some football tickets, and we'll be back to talk Hastings football after this.
Hi, it's the Herd. You always hear that phrase, use your time wisely. Easier said than done. We're all busy. But I know a simple way to start using your time more effectively. Stamps.com. So easy and so convenient. You buy and you print official U.S. postage, the real thing, and you use your own computer and printer. That means you don't have to drop by the post office. Print postage for any letter, any package, within seconds. And here's the cool thing. Right from your desk, 24/7. The post office could be closed. Stamps.com is always open. Right now, Stamps.com has a special offer for my listeners. Use my name, Colin, for a no-risk trial plus a $110 bonus offer. Includes a digital scale and $55 of free postage. Listen, you got to use your time wisely. Stamps.com. Don't wait. Stamps.com. Before you do anything else, click on the radio mic top of the page. Type in Colin, Stamps.com.
Are you looking for affordable, high-speed internet? Then Arcom has the service you're looking for. Whether you're in town or rural, Arcom can offer you high-speed internet for only $25 a month. That's right, just $25 a month. Get all your online needs met before the Christmas rush. Don't wait. Call today, 308-237-7266. That's Arcom for just $25 a month. Call today and get free installation. Arcom, 308-237-7266. Call now.
When it comes to Husker game day, my buddies and I head down to Cunningham's Journal, the best place to watch all your favorite sports. Have a great bite to eat, drink the coldest draft beer in town, and most importantly, watch the Husker game on the huge 10-foot projector screen. This year, every time you come for the game, you can register to win a 70-inch HD TV from Russell's Appliance and the Coors Light Super Bowl party from Cunningham's. If you win, could I come? Anyways, escape ordinary and head to Cunningham's Journal on game day, 23rd Street, downtown Kearney.
In there, touchdown, Nebraska. Amir Abdullah slipping out of the backfield. Taylor Martinez blasted his way for 71 yards. Will Compton rolls the pocket. Nobody out there. Taylor 35, 30. He has 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Nebraska. Pulled in by Jamal Turner. Nebraska takes the lead with 6 seconds left in the game.
Hi, this is Steve Sipple, columnist for the Lincoln Journal Star. Let's talk some Husker football at Cunningham's Journal in downtown Kearney this Wednesday.
Brought to you by Graham Tite, Home Federal Savings Bank, and Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Partly to mostly sunny skies will continue through the day today with a high temperature up near 60. Winds out the northwest stay gusting around 20 to 35. For tonight, with partly cloudy skies, we'll head back to 29. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now it's 54.
You said, I went skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds on a full main blue.
Doug and Danny Show here at the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Congratulations to Jared from Shelton and John from Kearney. They're going to the Loper game on Saturday. They knew that the Lopers only gave up 7 points in the contest to South Dakota Mines on Saturday. So going out, catch some Loper football. It sounds like that's going to be like the last nice day for a while.
Yeah, really big nice cold Saturday. Front moving in. So
baseball done?
No, we got individuals now. So we got individual workouts now. So, and you get one team workout every 8 hours or something like that. I probably should sound more educated on the rules, but
I know you're busy.
I just know that I'm allowed to do certain things because it's on my bulletin board in my office.
Back here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac. Stop by now as they have got some more great deals for you. They've got 50 brand new Chevy Silverados, the 2013 model, over $7,000 off select items there, select trucks, 17 Chevrolet Equinoxes. You can get over $1,000 off on the select trims there. And how about the 2013 Buick Enclave, all new redesigned model with $2,500 off or $5,000 off their last Buick Enclave. And if you go to the Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram lot, they've got some great deals on 2012 and 2013 Rams, Dodge Journeys, and Chrysler 200 starting at under $20,000, over 225 pre-owned vehicles in stock as well at the Midway Auto Dealership, Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Kearney. And Tony Harper, the head football coach at Hastings College, is with us here as they have one more game to go in the regular season. And, Coach, thanks for being back with us.
Appreciate y'all asking me to be on.
Well, this one rolled the wrong way early. About everything, I suppose, that went wrong did go wrong. Some turnovers. Northwestern, pretty good football team, and they didn't let up in this one.
No, they really didn't. And they came out, like you said, firing on all cylinders. You know, they came out. I mean, we went 3-and-out on the offense. Then they blocked our first punt, recovered it. And I think it only took them one or two plays to score on a touchdown, and we were misaligned on the touchdown for them. But, you know, they're a championship-level team. They came out, they played hard, they put their foot on the gas pedal, it didn't take off, and we just didn't respond as a team. And we know we got a lot of things to work on, and we're looking forward to it this week.
What was the difference between this game and Morningside, who we have been measuring everybody against?
You know, I think with the Morningside thing, the guys came out and they were a little shocked because Morningside came out and did some great things, but we came back in the second half because we saw some chinks in their armor and we thought we could complete some plays and do some things like that. And I think against Northwestern didn't really allow us, credit to their players and their coaches, they didn't allow us to get our flow going. you know, we were down a couple of starters. But, you know, that's an excuse. They just kept their foot on the gas pedal, and we didn't respond like we should have. And, you know, they brought some safety blitzes and did some different things like that that we hadn't seen, and they threw the ball extremely well. So they came out and performed like a good football team is supposed to.
Did you know going in that this was going to be maybe your toughest matchup, X and O-wise, of the year, or was this something that was a little unexpected?
Well, you know, we knew this because we knew they were going to be a tough team because they play so fast, and they play and they come after you and they never take their foot off the gas. I mean, they just do some things with their 3-3 defense that nobody else does. Their offense is tough with that option, but then they were able to come out and throw the football very well. And, you know, we knew we did not match up very well against those guys like we possibly did against some of the other teams we'd faced earlier. You know, the biggest thing that we took out of this game, a little disappointed in how we coached or how I coached in this game and how I got the guys prepared during the week. But, you know, we just got to understand, hey, this is what happens when you got 20 to 25 seniors that know what's supposed to happen compared to a team with 12 or 13. They've been in those games before, and we hadn't, and it's our job, my job as the head coach, to get us set up and to be able to go out and play those guys.
Talking with Tony Harper, head football coach of the Hastings College Broncos here on the Doug and Daddy Show, Doug Duda, Damon Day. Coach, I guess it's just a weird feeling. We kind of knew how this season set up, and I guess it's playing out on paper the way it was supposed to play out. You guys weren't ranked going in, and the three teams that have beaten you, unfortunately, have been 3 weeks in a row, and they're all in the top 20 right now. I know there's no solace or consolation in that, but you've got one game left to go. I know you wanted to clip one of these to stay in the playoff hunt. Now how do you address the last week?
It's all about pride, you know, and we tell the guys, you know, we have the national coaches this game for pride or everything like that. And I say, well, every time you wake up and get out of bed and come to work, regardless of what your job is, it's always about pride. You always want to put your best foot forward. You always want to go out and prove people wrong and be successful for your family and your friends and everything like that. And that's all this game is about this week. I mean, we're playing a great opponent that probably is one of the most sound coached football teams in the entire conference in all three phases of the game. And we've been telling the guys ever since we started watching film on Sunday of the Northwestern game and then this upcoming week against Wesleyan, fellas, this is about pride. You know, we've had three bad weeks. Not so much that those were great teams. We kind of let some things get to us a little bit. And again, that falls on me as the head coach, as we got to make sure we're going in the right direction. But this week right now, and it's not a defining moment for the end-all, be-all, but now we're going to see what this young team and what this football program is going to be made of for the future, because this game right now, we firmly believe that if we are successful in this game, people can look back on the season and be like, you know what, we started off hot, we took our lumps, we learned from it, we improved, and that's what we're trying to get the guys to understand, because this will be the basis for not only this Saturday, our recruiting, our off-season conditioning, but for next year as well. So we're putting a lot of stock into this week in this game.
Tony Harper with us on the Doug and Daddy Show. I guess this might be a multi-pronged question here, but did it hurt you? Because we thought the offense, and I think you guys did too, I mean, it hasn't done the last three games what it did the first six games, and part of that is the competition level, no doubt about it. But did they get a false sense of security that maybe you guys didn't have to work on some things, that they were going better than they actually were?
You know, when you ask me a multi-pronged question, it could be a long-winded answer. So I'm just preparing you for it, okay?
All right, buddy. I'm here.
Yeah. You know, we started off the season, we knew coming into 2-a-days, coming out of 2-a-days, and going into that first game that this offense was going to have to carry us throughout the season, because we just had a lot of experience, a lot of returning guys that have played some games, have been in some tough situations. So we knew that we were going to have to start off hot so we can get some confidence built up over those guys. You know, and Mike Will kind of asked me the same question on Saturday. You know, the red zone, we kind of struggled a little bit there. We haven't been as successful on the offense the last couple weeks like we had early in the season. But, you know, we're playing better football teams, so then we have to raise our level, you know. And you look at Morningside, for example, that's one of the best defenses in the nation. Our offense did a great job by putting some points up on the board and getting more yardage against those guys than anybody that they've had. And what we got to be able to do is, you know, in practice during the week, to prepare our offense, our defense has to play better and play faster and give them a better look. You know, we're still, you know, we missed a couple balls here or there, but our offense is still doing some good things. You know, we just haven't finished our blocks or made the complete catches like we're supposed to. But I think you can go back again to what's going on during the week. Our defense has to improve as well. This isn't just an offensive thing or just a special teams thing. It's all three phases. Northwestern, Doan, Morningside, the top three teams in the conference, they don't have a slip in either unit, and that's what we got to get to. So we'll be working on this. I know those offensive coaches, Joe Holtzclaw, Dave Kamara, Rich Mason, those guys do a great job over there, and I think they're going to get a plan in place this week for us to be successful.
Just kind of following up on Wesley and this week coming in, what is it that they've, you know, you touched on a little bit, what else is it that they do so well?
You know, Coach Kelly, he's the winningest coach there, and he's kind of the dean. I guess he is the dean of the GPAC coaches now, and the thing that those guys, Wesleyan by far above the majority of the teams, they are the most sound. They're not going to beat themselves. They're going to lull you to sleep on the offense. They're going to lull you to sleep on defense, and then, bang, they're going to get you right in the mouth. They know exactly where they have to be. They don't bend or break on defense. They come up, and they pop you. You know, they're just so well coached, and I think a lot of teams overlook what they do on a special team standpoint. I mean, they got a guy that's been a National Player of the Week because I think he blocked two or three field goals in one game. I mean, they know what their role is within their system, and their coaches do a great job of putting their guys in position to be successful. And it's going to come down to that on Saturday. You know, are you going to listen to what's going on during the week and make sure you're in position to be successful? So I got the complete utmost respect for what those guys do over there in Lincoln.
I think that young man you're talking about is just down the road, Russell Walton out of Franklin.
Yeah, Russell Walton. He is probably, I talked to Coach Holtzclaw, our OC, offensive coordinator, just this morning, and they got him. They play him at 3-tech. They play him at the shade. They put him on the outside. He is the best defensive lineman in this conference, hands down, bar none. I mean, we watched a film clip of him yesterday. Holtzclaw showed it to me. He comes off the edge against Dakota Wesleyan last week, and looks like I'm watching WWF. He hits Bane and basically suplexes him, for all of us, you know, wrestling fans out here on the radio today. And, you know, it's like Ultimate Warrior stuff. And he just pins his ears back and goes. And, you know, he's a great football player, so we're going to have to try and do some things with him to try and get him going side to side. But he's the best D lineman in the league.
Going to go watch some high school football tonight?
You know I am. I'm looking forward to it. We got a big one right here in town with Adams Central. We got another one right up the road at Donovan Trumbull. I'm looking forward to watching some really good high school football.
All right, buddy. Hey, we'll wish you the best of luck on Saturday, and we'll talk to you next week to wrap things up.
Sounds great. Y'all have a good day now.
Thanks, Coach. Coach Tony Harper of Hastings College. Those are the tough ones. They got whooped Saturday. They got whooped, and that's all there is to it. And I know no coach wants to go. The schedule, we talked about it when it first came out. The schedule was not good for them, but you can't make your own schedule. You'd prefer to play two nice games to warm up, then let's get tested. Now let's play two more to get better. Let's get tested again. Let's play two more, and then let's have that big one in the last week or two of the season.
You always get worried as a coach when you come out and you look at the schedule and you're like, oh, we got them all in a row. Or you got some tougher ones in a row than you would have expected. But you know what? He's like you said, they're still a young team. I think they only had 12, 13 seniors, and you hope that experience. But it seems like Northwestern and Morningside are just there every single year now that Sioux Falls is gone.
Yeah.
So.
Well, Nebraska Wesleyan wrap it up on 1230 KHS Saturday at 1. When we come back, Dave Colling, Kearney Catholic football coach Bob Jensen, Huskerland Prep Report. We've still got Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. It's all coming up.
Thank you for calling Discover Card.
Listen, your 5% cash back program is to die for. What's the new category?
You will love it. Right now, you can get 5% cash back everywhere you shop online through December, only from Discover.
Shut the door. 5% cash back? I shop online all the time.
No joke. Everywhere online.
Best category ever.
Only Discover gives you 5% cash back everywhere you shop online through December. Sign up for 5% at discover.com or call 1-800-DISCOVER. 5% cash back on up to $1,500 in purchases online and at department stores.
It's time to get winter ready. Dick's Sporting Goods has more of the best brands to keep you warm as the weather gets colder. The North Face, Columbia, Spyder, Burton, Kopin, Marmot, Mountain Hardware, and more. Dick's has the widest selection in styles and colors in men's, women's, and youth jackets and accessories. And don't forget to grab a new snowboard. Dick's carries the snow equipment you need. Before hitting the slopes, stop into Dick's Sporting Goods today. Every season starts at Dick's.
Hey, this is Mike from HK Sports Bar and Grill, Hastings' hometown Husker headquarters. Whenever the Huskers play, you get our 24-ounce big cans of beer for just $2.50 all day, every game day. And with NFL Sunday Ticket and ESPN Game Day, you have a front row seat for every NFL and college game. So bring the family and join your fellow Husker fans and watch the Huskers on the biggest HD TV wall in town, HK Sports Bar and Grill. Remember, text HKVIP to 90210 for even better offers and bigger discounts.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney, no health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company, securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Partly to mostly sunny skies will continue through the day today with a high temperature up near 60. Winds out of the northwest stay gusting around 20 to 35. For tonight, with partly cloudy skies, we'll head back to 29. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 54.
There's too much stuff going on.
This is a busy day.
Oh, my God. Trying to put everything together for volleyball, trying to do football tonight, get voted, get elected, get some lunch in you. All of our guests taken care of by our friends at BK. Burger King, home of Kearney's favorite burger for more than 30 years. Stop by, get your Whopper today. Maybe you don't want a burger. How about a chicken sandwich or wrap? There's two locations in Kearney, next to Walmart at 56th Street and 2nd Avenue, near Kearney Cinema, 8th Street and 3rd Avenue, and Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte. BK. Well, right now we talk to D.C., Dave Colling, head football coach at Kearney Catholic, getting ready for one of the biggest games in the state tonight with the Stars taking on Adams Central, a battle of unbeatens. You rarely see that quite this early in the playoffs, but that is the case because there are some good teams out there. Boone Central Albion is the number one seed. These guys are 2-3 in the West. Coach Colling joins Doug Duda and Damon Day here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, good morning.
Hey, gentlemen, how you doing?
Well, we're doing okay. Do nerves ever set in on a day like this?
You know, I think I slept a couple days ago, so I'm good to go.
We've made it through the first couple of days, but just kind of your reaction when the bracket came out. A lot of things could have happened. Pierce could have came west like they've done in the past, and Albion was kind of the borderline team this year. It would have been nice to have more of those in the East and see this game the next round in the semifinals, but that's not the case. Just your initial thought when you saw the original bracket.
Yeah, you know, I guess it is what it is, and you know, to get to where we want to get to, you got to beat you know, the guys on the way. It's pretty good. There's some pretty good teams in C1. You know, even on the other side, you know, 3-4 pretty dang good football teams. So, you know, like I said, it is what it is. Take one game at a time. Play who you got to play, and hopefully you get the job done. The kids understand that, and it is what it is, I guess.
Coach, on a day like today, kids are obviously probably still in class. What has been your message all week with such a big game riding on it moving forward?
You know, we like I said, the kids have had a very focused week. I think they know the task at hand. And like, you know, we told them all week, if you can't gear up for this game, then you ain't going to gear up for any game. You know, so we talked about emotion, starting the game out fast. You know, all the stuff we you know, talk about each week. But there was a more focused, energetic feel to the kids even this morning when I got to school.
Talking with Dave Colling, head football coach at Kearney Catholic. How much better did the team play against Broken Bow than the first round game against Central City?
You know, I would say we didn't do some of the silly things. Didn't have turnovers. Penalties were limited. The second game, you know, we moved the ball. I thought pretty good the first game, but like I said, shot ourselves in the foot, you know, too often. And I thought we cleaned up that kind of stuff against Broken Bow. I think we had a breakout game, one of our best games of the year against Broken Bow, both offensively and defensively. And, you know, you can throw special teams in there, too. Brett James had a punt return for a touchdown, got called back, but special teams were pretty key in that game also.
Dave Colling joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. The overriding sense that I get to this game from everybody that I talk to, whether they're media folks or fans on either side, is that Adams Central just doesn't let people score. Not only is their defense good, it's great. People just don't score on them. There's been one offensive. No matter how good Kearney Catholic's defense is, it seems like Adams Central is even better just from that perspective, which I don't know if that's true. We'll find out tonight. But how do you score on these Patriots?
You know, we've been balanced all year, and like I said, Coach Carlin does a great job down there, and on film, their defense is very tough. And like I said, we're blessed to have a fairly balanced attack this year. We have ran the ball for 300 yards one game, and turn around and throw the ball for 300 yards the next game. So, you know, all that balanced stuff puts the defense, you know, a little bit. You know, they can't gear up for the run per se. They got to handle both of them. And like I said, hopefully we come out, you know, tonight and play mistake-free football, get after them right at 7 o'clock and see what happens. It should be a fun time for the kids and fans and coaches and everyone.
Coach, Adams Central's moving down from Class B last year. You guys have moved up from Class C too. Does that help in the motivation factor?
You know, I don't know. The kids are, like, you know, we talked about, you know, if you're not, you know, amped up for this thing, then something's wrong with you. You're not a football player. And so, you know, and I don't know if the kids read into that at all. You know, the coaching staff, my guys do a great job, but we don't look at that kind of stuff. It's, you know, we play the next team on the schedule. It happens to be Adams Central. It happens to be 10-0, and so, like I said, it'll be fun. You know, my coaches spend countless hours and have spent countless hours here the last 4 or 5 days, and think we got the kids ready to go, and, you know, we'll find out here in a few short hours.
Well, Adams Central sat quite a few kids last week, and I guess you could say got away with it in a 12-6 mm-hmm. win over Grand Island Central Catholic. Word is most all of them are going to be back. Jake Fowler may be the most or the best running back, maybe the best player you've played all mm-hmm. year long. Mm-hmm. And it sounds like they'll be the most physical team that you play all year long. How do you get ready for that first time you get popped in the mouth when you haven't been popped in the mouth like that all year? And I know you've played some physical teams, but when it's a new level, sometimes it shakes cobwebs out awful early.
Yeah, and like I said, it's going to be a physical football game tonight. You know, I think we're a pretty physical football team also. And so, yeah, you're right. I mean, the early stages of the game, they're going to be crucial. And, you know, the kids, we told the kids that. And we got to come out swinging and be the more physical football team. We got to control the line of scrimmage, our biggins against their biggins. We got to control the trenches. And I think that'll be crucial tonight also. But you're right. It's a very physical football game I foresee tonight.
Any place where you think that you have a distinct advantage in this football game?
You know, I don't know, because, you know, we you can see so much on film. You know, you can't – you can see the size of a guy, and they look physical. I think we look physical on film. They look fast. You know, I think we look fast. And so, you know, it's hard to tell, I guess, some common opponents we've played. So I don't know that there you can tell from film. You know, I know this will probably be the best running back we've played all year. And so our boys are going to have to get there and run their feet and wrap up and take care of business in that aspect. You know, the Paulson kid was a great running back from Cozad. This kid's just a little bigger and I think maybe a little quicker. But we got our work cut out for us on defense. And like I said, we just need to come ready to play at 7 o'clock.
Well, you talked about all the motivation and all that thing, and you're doing a good job with some of the coach speak, Dave, so I appreciate that pretty good. That's good stuff. Nothing out there to throw on the fire. But I'll ask you this and then let you get back to class and get ready for the game. Dave calling from Kearney Catholic. No matter what, these could be the two best teams in C1 playing tonight. It just happens to be earlier in the round. Maybe they are, maybe they aren't. But in the back of your mind, walking off that practice field last night, you know that could have been it for a heck of a group of seniors, or you're going to have a great victory and get back after it. Was there anything special coming off the practice field yesterday?
You know, I think, like I said, we each coach, said a few words, and the seniors, of course, said a few things, and they always do. But hats off to the senior. This group of seniors kind of turned the culture around here a little bit. Last year, seniors did a great job doing that also, but these 12 guys here really inside the classroom, outside the classroom, doing the right thing, just great kids. And, they don't want this thing to end, and nor do we. And like I said, we just the team that makes the least amount of mistakes and takes care of the ball and stuff like that, I think will be the victor tonight and hopefully be 1-4.
Pre-game at 6:30 tonight. Kickoff right here on ESPN Radio and PlatteRiverPreps.com is at 7. Dave, best of luck tonight, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Hey, guys, thanks. I appreciate it.
Dave Colling, head football coach at Kearney Catholic. There's just no way around it. It is the highlight game of the night. One of only two battles of unbeaten. The other one is Giltner Medicine Valley. We've got that on the Breeze 94.5. We have got that followed by Donovan Trumbull taking on North Platte St. Pat's on the Breeze and Shelton Bertrand, which should be all kinds of interesting after what Bertrand did last week. That's on Classic Hits 98.9. So fun time of the season. I don't think you can find a non-competitive football game today.
No, that's what's great about when you start to get into these later rounds. Even usually the guys who have pulled off maybe an upset or something, that they usually start to get that vibe that they belong. And so anytime you get into the playoff, it's win or go home. And I think that's something great about football. When you do get the high school football playoffs, it is definitely win or go home. And you could hear Coach talk about it. That's how their guys are taking it moving forward.
Troutman's Tuesday Trivia coming up, and we're going to chat with more of the football with Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report. Don't forget tomorrow our Husker Lunch at Cunningham's. We'll be recapping everything that happened today in the playoffs and talk a little volleyball. But Steve Sipple of the Lincoln Journal Star will be on hand from 12 to 1 to recap that exciting Michigan State contest. And are the Huskers going to get to that Big Ten championship game? We have come through, as Nebraska fans, a heart-stopping month here, and Penn State still on the horizon. What do they do well? Come on out, talk to Steve, have your questions answered tomorrow from 12 to 1 at Cunningham's. We'll also be talking with Loper Volleyball Coach Rick Squires as they play the number 3 and 6 teams in the country this weekend. Vote on our poll question at ESPNSuperstation.com. Yesterday, which quarterback has done a better job with his new team? Peyton Manning with the Broncos, Andrew Luck with the Colts, or too close to call? What do you think, Cleveland Brown fan?
I think that what Peyton Manning has done is amazing, but I think what Andrew Luck has done is even more amazing, being is that he is a rookie with a new coach who's gone through the adversity that he has gone through. I think it's pretty amazing what Andrew Luck's doing at the NFL level. That's my opinion.
That was my vote, too, but the listeners did not agree, and maybe it's just because we got too many Bronco fans being in this part of the country. 48% said Peyton Manning, 28% said too close to call, 24% said Andrew Luck. So vote on our poll question each and every day at ESPNSuperstation.com. Today, which matchup would you most like to see in the BCS championship? And we've got a whole host of lists there for you that involve Alabama, Oregon, Kansas State, and Notre Dame. Well, which team would you want to see Notre Dame play? Because I know that's what you're going to say. Notre Dame versus?
Actually, I'm going to be a true, honest fan. I want to see Alabama play Oregon for the national championship just because I want to see that game. I think that may be one of the best college football games in a long, long time.
Now you just turned into a communist Methodist.
I know.
You've alienated the Notre Dame
fans
that hang with you.
But I'm just saying, from a true sports fan football game, you got to want to see that game, Alabama versus Oregon. That's what I personally would
like to see. If Notre Dame was going to win the national championship game, who would you want them to beat? Out of this crew here.
Oregon.
Okay. Because everybody
I think from what I've seen from Oregon, I think Oregon is probably one of the best teams in the country.
Oregon really put a bad taste in my mouth last week by giving up 51 points to USC. That really changed my opinion quite a bit on them.
I just think they're so tough. They got so many weapons on offense, and I just haven't seen a defense that I think could really stop them.
Well, I think the only defense that could stop them is Alabama, because we saw K-State. They will give up some points.
Yes, K-State would give up some points, and Notre Dame is known to also have some troubles, or, you know, I shouldn't say troubles with defense, because that's what got them to this point. I just can't see Notre Dame scoring any points against Alabama or Kansas State, and I definitely don't think they can outshoot Oregon. That's the thing. I don't think anybody can outshoot Oregon.
Well, everybody will now want to see that Notre Dame-USC score, because if Notre Dame can beat USC and say it's 24-17, then that makes it a lot more interesting on what happened with USC-Oregon.
That is why you are a veteran radio man, and I am just a young pup.
Damon Day.
That is a great point.
Damon Day the pup will join me back after this with Bob Jansen, Huskerland Prep Report, Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Stay with us.
Dr. Pepper's changing lives again with a one-of-a-kind opportunity, the Dr. Pepper Tuition Giveaway. So go to drpepper.com and tell us why you could use some of that tuition. Like Yvonne Padilla Rodriguez. A year ago, she was struggling to pay her tuition. Now she's got $100,000 from Dr. Pepper to help her realize her dreams. What do you want to change in the world? Go to drpepper.com and upload your video. No purchase necessary. You could win up to $100,000 in tuition. So if you want to make a difference, grab an ice-cold Dr. Pepper and head to drpepper.com. Dr. Pepper, always one-of-a-kind.
This is Terry Bradshaw. I've won a lot of games by 1 point, so I know the value of an extra point. My friends at Ferguson are fond of extra points, too. Ferguson's been the leader for plumbing and HVAC supply since 1953, so you always get what you need fast.
Touchdown!
And now when pros order online with Ferguson, you'll get Pro Plus Rewards points. Use these points to get stuff like sports gear, gadgets, and more. Check out Pro Plus at Ferguson.com and tell.
Here's a couple things you might not know about Jerseys in Kearney. They offer lunch under $6 every day, and there's something going on every night of the week. Like on Mondays, 45-cent wings. Tuesdays, happy day. That's happy hour all day long. There's a late-night happy hour Monday through Thursday from 9 until 11 p.m., not to mention free Wi-Fi, Keno and Trickle cards. There's something every day for everyone at Jersey Sports Bar, your true neighborhood sports bar where the grill and the game are always on. Located in the Vista Point Shopping Center, Kearney.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
The annual Gateway Farm Expo, November 14th and 15th at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds, showcases hundreds of exhibitors that will help your ag business succeed. While you browse, enjoy free lunches and entertainment. Sponsored by Aurora Cooperative, Farm Credit Services of America, Pioneer Hybrid, and Kearney Visitors Bureau. The 2012 Gateway Farm Expo in Kearney, coordinated by Kappa Co-op, November 14th and 15th.
It's the Gateway Farm Expo!
The state high school football playoffs continue with quarterfinal action in classes C and D Tuesday on our network of stations and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Here on ESPN, it's a battle of unbeatens as Kearney Catholic travels to Adams Central at 7. A doubleheader on the Breeze 94.5. Medicine Valley's at Giltner at 3. Donovan Trumbull will host North Platte St. Pat's at 6. While on Classic Hits 98.9, Shelton travels to Bertrand at 6. The state football playoffs Tuesday, brought to you by Hastings Ford Lincoln, T&L Irrigation, and Dunham Sports. Doug and Daddy Show, Doug Duda, Damon Day, our producer, engineer extraordinaire, Jeff, is going to do some football games today as well. You're going to where?
Bertrand Shelton.
All right. I'll be at Donovan Trumbull, Mike Will, and Jimmy P. We'll be doing Kearney Catholic, Adams Central. We've got you all covered. Looking forward to it. It's going to be an exciting time for high school football tonight. Coming up in just a moment, we're going to talk with Bob Jansen of Huskerland Prep Report. Tom Osborne telling Tom Chattel yesterday that it looks like Nebraska-Oklahoma is all but a done deal for 2021 and 2022. Should we be excited? That is 9 years away. 9 years away.
In 8 years, we can start getting excited.
It will be exciting. 50th anniversary of the game of the century, if anybody's still alive to talk about that, but it will be fun. Get it on the schedule. Yeah, why wouldn't you? You got to play somebody.
I just the scheduling in the Division I just is crazy how far out they are. I mean, no one wants to be left you know.
Well, you don't want to be left out, and you can't afford to be very weak, and you can't afford to be very strong. And, of course, you still got some buzz out there about who's going to be in what conferences.
Oh, without a doubt. I don't think conference shakeup's over with whatsoever. But you can definitely tell 9 years out is a long haul.
It's a long, long way. So there you go. State volleyball gets underway on Thursday. Hastings volleyball tonight. They've taken on Concordia in the first round of the GPAC tournament. And then we've got soccer going on tonight as well. Hastings taking on Morningside. Both of those going on at Hastings College. And the Creighton volleyball team, first time they've ever been ranked. They move in at number 25. High school football, C&D tonight. Bob Jensen joins me, Doug Duda, and Damon Day for a look at tonight's high school football action. And actually, afternoon, Robert, if you've got it tracked out right, you might get some good games in today because there's 2 and 3 and 5 and 7. Where are you going?
I'm going to be going a lot of places, Duda. I tell you what, first of all, it's always good to be on with you, of course. I'm going to start up in Norfolk. That 2 o'clock, it's pretty tough to turn your back on Lutheran High at 2 o'clock. And then I'm going to slip over to Albion for Boone and Gothenburg. And then the game that I'd like to see the most of, and I will see the most of, is Lindsay Holy Family plays Sacred Heart. And then after that, it'll be Humphrey, Norfolk Catholic, and Howells. And then that'll be it for me. So just 6 today.
How great. I mean, it couldn't have worked out any better for you, could have it?
No, no, but I tell you what, something I was considering, Duda, was I'd really like to see that Bergen-Aquinas game. There's great games all over the place.
Is that the game of the day, in your opinion?
Well, it's, you know, this thing that you've got under your feet there with Kearney Catholic and Adams Central, that's, you know, those are two. I'll tell you what, I think I said earlier, you know, if I had to pick a game, just one game, I'm not so sure it wouldn't be Donovan Trumbull in St. Pat's. I am fascinated to see what happens, what that offense does against a really disciplined defense at St. Pat's. That really caught my eye last week. It seemed like there was a St. Pat's defender in every lane at that game, and there was no place for the kid from West Holt to go. Josh Coyle, we talked about him, is great, but he had no place to go. And so, but the one thing, the one common denominator among all high school teams is the inability to effectively defend the pass on a consistent basis. And I'm telling you, that could be the difference tonight. We'll see.
Kearney Catholic, Adams Central, who do you like?
Well, Damon, I'm telling you, I'm taking Kearney Catholic, which should almost guarantee an Adams Central victory. I don't know, just a feeling. I mean, Adams Central's got nothing left to prove. I mean, that is an outstanding football team at the height of its powers. Kind of played their cards a little bit differently last week. You know, survive in advance. That truly is what it's all about right now. I don't know. I just feel like Kearney Catholic's primed to win a game like that. And maybe they will, maybe they won't. It'll be a great game. It's like I wrote earlier. Somebody gets to 20, I think it'll be a shocker. I think there'll be a lot of defense tonight.
Bob Jensen, yeah, wouldn't that be something if somebody put up 50 points in that game, which won't happen. But
hey, I'll tell you what, Crofton gave up 40 all year until Donovan scored 49 on him in one afternoon, so never say never.
Looking forward to some of these great games. Bob Jensen, Huskerland Prep Report, joining us. I'm always interested in the underdog, and usually this is where the underdog gets weeded out, but you've got a handful of teams. There's 3 of them that are 6-4. You got some double-digit teams that are still alive, which, again, I have to throw in the plug for. That's why I like the playoff system the way it is. But without getting into that argument yet again, which team can keep their Cinderella hopes alive today? Or who has the best chance to keep their Cinderella hopes alive, matchup-wise?
Wow. Well, I'll tell you who it won't be, and that'll be Gothenburg. Gothenburg has had a great season. You know, and here again they are in the quarterfinals for another time. I'm telling you, to me, Boone's the best team in C1, and I realize that we just talked about 2 other teams. That'll all have a chance to play itself out. there's no way that Hershey can beat Sutton. Is there? I didn't think there was any chance that they could beat Blue Hill, but, you know, you get a couple, pick sixes, and all of a sudden things, start to look a whole lot different. So I don't know. I'll be honest. It's tough for me to put a finger on one. I can tell you this, that if there's a team that I'd like to, I don't know. I'm going to vacillate here just a little bit, which I tend to do a fair amount.
You got a chest cold or what?
I will be interested, dude, to see what happens when Elgin Pope John plays against Loup City. There is a distinct underdog with a wild card in the deck, and that is that ever since, here's Loup City with a 1,000-yard rusher with Brady Rasmussen. He gets a little dinged up. They move the wide receiver in, this Riley Lambert, who I had a chance to talk to a couple weeks ago, so now he's become a bit of a personal favorite of mine. But the kid has just been unstoppable. And, you know, the beauty of football is you don't need to gain 60 yards on every play, but if you gain 60 yards a couple times, it changes the whole game. So, a game like that could yield a surprise. Especially if Elgin is not, Elgin, I'm sure the Elgin right now feels like it's in a really good place because it's in with three teams that either weren't ranked or were at the bottom of the rankings during the course of the season, with Loup City today and then the other side of the bracket being Elm Creek and Arapahoe. I think there could be an upset very easily in that game. I think I may have already said that. I think Elm Creek will win that game. We'll see about that.
Medicine Valley, Giltner, 3 p.m. today. Who do you like in that one?
Well, Damon, it's like I said, it's kind of like when your girlfriend says something like, Bob, I sure have enjoyed our time together, but it's Medicine Valley has had a great football season, but it's over. Okay, I mean, they're not going to beat Giltner. I mean, Medicine Valley has got, I'm telling you, they've got an exciting passing combination. This Gary to Gleesburg is the real deal. The Gleesburg kid is one of the top 10, top maybe one of the top five, who knows, players in that class. He's just an outstanding athlete. But, man, Giltner is just stacked. And the thing is that here they go, they just – you just feel like there's more than what they're giving you right now. They just kind of been riding with the throttle about half open, and I don't know, maybe today's the day they open it up. I don't know, but and again, there you go. You've got a brilliant passer in Jake Finley. You've got all those receivers. You can run the ball when you want, and Giltner.
Finally, Bob Jensen. Well, not finally, but a couple questions left for Bob Jensen. Just because Bertrand scored 82 points last week, I think that has totally changed the way everyone's looking at this football game, and it makes Shelton a decided underdog just because they scored 82 points. I think that's the public perception. You on the website, pick Bertrand and pick it fairly close, and obviously you don't have like 160 points on the board, but is Shelton still got a decent chance in this football game?
Oh, yeah. Oh, sure they do. I mean, you know as good as I do, dude. Every and Damon, coach. I mean, everybody knows it's a game by game proposition. What happened last week happened last week. It'll be look great in a scrapbook 30 years from now, but it ain't going to matter at all tonight. What that does is that did. You're right. That changed the public perception. The thing with Brent Streeter, I love Brent. He is such a straight shooter. And I was talking with him earlier in the week, and I said, did you go into that game with any kind of chip on your shoulder? Because, it was Kennesaw, and then, oh, by the way, meet my cousin, Bertrand, okay? Well, the thing is, he said, we know how this game's played. I mean, we didn't think anything about it. We just wanted a chance to go out and compete. And the thing was, and Duda, you saw it for yourself, Bertrand exposed Kennesaw on defense. I mean, that sounds kind of an outrageously simple thing to say with 82 points, but they just kept doing the same thing over and over. It kept working over and over. And there at the end of the game, it was like a metronome that all of a sudden just got set into high because it was just boom, 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 touchdown after touchdown. What Shelton has got, though, is they have got an outstanding running back. They got a veteran team. They've got a veteran team. They've got a lot of seniors. This is that year for Shelton. And the thing about Luke Glenn is he's the kind of horse that could carry the ball 35, 40 times in a game, if that's what it takes, and keep the ball away from Bertrand. Because, you know, 82 points, I guess it's fair to say that Bertrand will get some tonight. But it's just a matter of how many times do you let them have the chance. If Shelton can, you know, protect the ball, obviously not turn it over and produce, you know, give any short fields away or something. They're a good team. They're a top-five team. It's just that all of a sudden, you know, Bertrand's a top-five team. So it'll be a really interesting game.
Now we move to Friday, Class A and B semis. Who do you feel is going to come out of those upper divisions?
You know what I'm going to talk about? I'll tell you this. The day that I sent the manuscript in for our football preseason magazine, I had it all done except one thing, and that was the Class B preseason top 10. Honestly, I joke about it, but I thought about going alphabetical because I didn't have any idea. There was no paper trail. There was no hint of anything. The traditional powers, it just looked like they just weren't going to be the answer this year. It was going to be somebody new. We ranked Elkhorn out of desperation because I had to get the book turned in. So we put them first with one returning starter. Well, that turns out to work because they're in the semifinals. But that thing has been a mess. All you got to do is look at the one semifinal. Either Norris, who last mattered in football when Jimmy Carter was in office, against Aurora, a team that took a worse beating than I did on most nights during my football career. That's what you're left with on one half of the bracket. I think that it has been a fascinating couple of weeks, and tonight will be equally, or Friday night will be equally. With there, the other thing is, you got the Millard schools playing in one half of the bracket, Damon, and that's awesome. I mean, Millard North's the best team in Class A. If they don't win it, it won't be because they weren't the best team. It's because something really screwy happened. And, Millard North, I think, is going to come out of that thing. But the other side of the bracket, that is a lovely thing to see. As just a football fan, I think Class A football is at its best when teams like Lincoln Southeast and Creighton Prep matter, traditional powers, teams, frankly, that that you either love or you hate. And there's a lot of people that do both with Creighton Prep, but they are back. That's a legitimate football team. Their three losses are to teams that finished in the top 10. And Omaha North beating Southeast last week was just a great victory for that school. The second time in school history they're going to be in the semifinals. And I don't know. I think it would be beyond outstanding to me if Omaha North was in the state finals. And I say that in spite of the – you know, it's not. I'm not saying that because my wife went to school there, but at the same time that wouldn't hurt, you know, at all. But Omaha North has been a great story all year. It's been, you know, kind of underreported. They played Millard North within 6 points and just – you know, scared Millard North to death last week of the regular season. So they deserve where they're at. And so I think you could see a Millard North and Omaha North final. Say that. It could be Prep. I don't know. But it'd be fun to see Millard North against Omaha North. And then, I don't know. I think Omaha Gross is going to find a way to beat Elkhorn and come out of that side. And then I refuse to pick a winner. In the Aurora North game, I think they'll both be in the finals. I think it'll be a three-way deal. I don't know. It looks to me like Norris is the better team. I was at the Norris Gretna game last week, and they dominated Gretna. I didn't think anybody would be able to do that. They beat them by 3 touchdowns. It could have been 5 touchdowns. So we'll see what Coach Hubert comes up with for his friends on that Norris coaching staff.
Well, Robert, as always, we appreciate the time on the Doug and Daddy Show. Can we do it again on Monday?
We could. That would be delightful.
That would be outstanding. Enjoy football. Enjoy volleyball. I'll talk to you again real soon. Talk to you soon.
Yeah, you know it, dude. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you.
Doug Duda, Damon Day, along with Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report, talking about today's high school football.
He is amazing.
Oh.
He's the info. That's just got to be – he's like the Rain Man of Nebraska high school football.
Amazing that if you know that guy's mind, that there's actually that much information in it. But Bob Jensen, you can check it out at huskerlandprep.rivals.com online as well. See his predictions for today's game. It is time for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. If you have not won in the last 2 months on Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, here is your chance, a $25 gift card to Troutman's Quality Meats. When you're going to the Penn State game, or you're going to the Minnesota game, or you're going to UNK and Fort Hays State, or you're going to Hastings College in Nebraska Wesleyan, everybody at home this week, heck, maybe you want to tailgate out in front of the high school game tonight or the Heartland Event Center. You know, there's plenty of room there. Going over to volleyball, why not tailgate? The best food is at Troutman's. So call now, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. If you would like to be on Troutman's Tuesday Trivia today on the Doug and Daddy Show, let's get things underway here. Who are we chatting with?
This is Dean.
Dean, oh, I got some good stuff for you today. We got all this going on. Here's my trivia question for you, Dean. Nobody has probably even noticed that the NBA season has begun. Pretty much everybody's played three or four games. There's only three teams that have yet to win a game in the NBA. If you can name any of those three, you're going to be our winner.
How about Sacramento?
Sacramento is 1-3. Try back, Dean. Thanks, though. That's a great guess because they are horrible the last couple of years. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Who are we chatting with? Hello. Nobody there. Nobody there. Let's keep it going. 888-455-3776. A election day Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Give us a buzz if you'd like to be on the program today and get a $25 gift card. Who are we chatting with?
It's Quincy.
Quincy, name any of the NBA teams that have yet to win a game.
Denver.
Yeah, that is right. They stink too. Denver's 0-3. Detroit's 0-3. Washington is 0-2. Those are the three winners. Quincy, hang on the line. We got a $25 gift card coming your way to Troutman's. Thanks for listening.
All right, thanks a lot.
Well, that went pretty quick.
Denver was supposed to be a classy, you know, under the radar. I'm a NBA, you know, insider guru pick to win it.
Wow.
They'll make the playoffs.
Yeah, it's just like the Lakers. So they started.
How about the Cavs? Come on, Cavs.
Man,
going to make it happen.
See that.
Bring back World Be Free.
Sure, why not? Why would you? Why wouldn't you bring back World Be Free? You are Cleveland diehard all the way. Folks, we want to thank you for joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show today. Tomorrow, we are going to have our Husker lunch and talk a whole bunch of high school football and UNK volleyball and the state volleyball tournament. Besides, the Huskers are going to give you a chance to win tickets to Friday's match for UNK volleyball at home against Central Missouri. Steve Sipple from the Lincoln Journal Star will be here. Doug and Daddy Show from 11 to 12 at Cunningham's. And then from 12 to 1, he'll be discussing Husker football with you. We've had a great crowd all year long, but the last couple of weeks, we have been very full, coming off some great games. So discuss Michigan State, Penn State, and everything else that's going on. Sipple will tell you whether you need to buy your ticket to the Big Ten Championship game. So come on out and join us tomorrow at Cunningham's. You'll get signed up for the 70-inch HD TV from Russell's Appliance and the end-of-the-year Super Bowl party from Cunningham's, among the other prizes that we're giving away here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Want to thank Daryl Morris and Tony Harper, UNK and Hastings College football coaches, Kearney Catholic football coach Dave Colling, Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report for joining us today. Tomorrow, Steve Sipple, Rick Squires, and Jared Crick will join us, the former Husker in Houston, Texans. We'll talk with him tomorrow. Damon Day, thanks for coming in, buddy. Have a great day.
You too, buddy.
We'll see you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy Show.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.